Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program, I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard Shira Hadasha, performed by Sholem Katz, and that's a piece of, as the Milken Archive note on this tune says, it's a part of the liturgy of every morning service. It concludes the benedictions following the recitation of the basic Judaic credo known as Kirat Shema. It quotes two biblical verses, Exodus 15:18, where the words Shira Hadashah, a new song of praise, refer to the first proclamation of God as king, and Isaiah 47:4. The 18th century and probably earlier usage of this tune is confirmed by a version of the 1857 London volume for a different text, which contains similar phrases. And this comes from a Greater Recording Company LP, Sholem Katz and Moshe Gonshoff, two master cantors. This comes from the Sholem Katz side of the record, which I guess is the B side, even though he is listed. Well, I guess it's intended to be read from right to left. Most of the text is in Yiddish and Hebrew. So, anyway, Sholem Katz, who I have a number of records by but have never played on the program, I thought I'd dust off this record, a new copy of which I had just found a couple weeks ago, and play some selections from here. And then, after I play some of that, we'll jump into a totally different record that I got at my same trip to the thrift shop. So, hope you're enjoying. This is a lovely recording, in all likelihood transferred from a 78, and with some less than ideal reverb added on top of it, but we can live. We'll live with it. Anyway, here is the next cut from this record, and then I'll start reading the little essay about Sholem Katz that's on the record sleeve. Hope you enjoy.
Give me the free voice, so I'll be free.
that was Sholem Katz singing Vong Yedei, which is a piece of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf service, and is performed here with a lot of, I think, just intensity and beauty. It's such an artful recording, and that's, I guess, the whole point of Chazon is that it's not just liturgy, not just quote-unquote liturgy, but rather art and proper music, music that could be enjoyed for art's sake, even without the context, which admittedly I'm a bit short on. So if I get anything wrong, shoot me an email at borschtbeat@gmail.com. Anyway, here's the first paragraph of the essay about Sholem Katz on the back of the record. Throughout the ages, cantorial music has played an increasingly more important part of the synagogue service. After the destruction of the Second Temple, synagogues called Mikdashmat became the centers of Jewish worship. In these small houses of worship, the services were conducted by a representative of the congregation, Shelach Tzibur. The first cantors were known as Peitanim, poets, and they not only sang the melodies, but also composed tunes and poems as well. The Peitan took the place of the Levites who formed the Avodah service in the temple. These cantors inspired the people with beautiful liturgical melodies of the written prayers and helped to maintain a continuous interest in Jewish song and music. Unfortunately, the early cantor was not professionally trained in the art of musical notation. Thus, many fine musical compositions were forever lost. The ancient melodies that remain today have been passed from father to son, from generation to generation, and are accepted as the pillars of synagogue liturgy. So that first paragraph of Sholem Katz's little biography is actually not about Sholem Katz at all, which leads me to think that the columns on this back cover are actually just columns of a longer essay. Anyway, that's my problem. I also think that there's something funny about saying, unfortunately, the earliest cantors didn't know how to write music notation, when that's a bit ahistorical. There wasn't really any music notation being written before, or in the early, in the immediate second, post-Second Temple period, but what do I know about that either? Anyway, here's the next track from this LP. Enjoy.
Yatom yatun nishornom ve
That was Kolenu Sishma, and here's some more of that essay about Sholem Katz. In modern times, the cantor follows a long tradition set up for him by his predecessors. He has more formal training and is better able to present the compositions that are so greatly needed to enhance the services of a modern synagogue. The invention of the phonograph has made it possible for the art of the early 20th century masters to remain with us in our times. Pioneers in recording, such as the late cantors Hagi, Hirschman, Reutemann, Rosenblatt, and Sirota, did much to pave the way for modern cantors. Today, the modern composer of Jewish music can write his compositions following the same traditional style of earlier artists by listening to records. Among the great cantors of our time, Moshe Gonshkov and Sholem Katz are highly admired. The fame of these two master cantors is spread throughout the world by means of their personal appearances on concert tours and by the numerous recordings they have made on the major record labels. They have thrilled thousands of people wherever they appeared by bringing the warmth of their wonderful voices to the people's hearts. Both artists are unique in their interpretation of the ancient art of the prayers of the Siddur. These gifted composers and singers give a colorful meaning to the simple words of the prayer book. When they open their hearts to sing, one can definitely feel the true sense of meaning of the sacred, the sense and meaning of the sacred prayers being chanted without having to read the translation. So there's that paragraph. A little more substance given here, though still has that quirk of these old school record sleeve blurbs. And with that, I'll play another cut from the record. Enjoy.
Oh, my God.
That was Usane Toikef, which I'm definitely pronouncing wrong, but they've got a funny transliteration there, and I am not knowledgeable enough to really get it spot on off the top of my head. That's another beautiful emotive recording of a cantorial, or rather liturgical, text. And also, it's abundantly clear that some strange audio manipulation has been applied here that has unfortunately reduced the quality rather than enhanced it from the original 78 it's transferred from. But glad we have it anyway, and we've got access to those 78 recordings elsewhere. I'm just playing from the LP today. Here's a little more of that essay. Sholem Katz was born in Grosswardin, Hungary. At an early age, he was already displaying his unique ability before vast audiences. When he was only 20 years old, he won the post of cantor at the famed Kishinevsk School, with a three-year contract. His next position was in the Hecher Shul, where the renowned Shlomo Zalman Razome once officiated as cantor. During the Second World War, he was captured by the Nazis and put into a concentration camp. He was among 1,600 prisoners awaiting execution. Sholem Katz was granted permission to sing the memorial service for himself and his fellow Jews. The commanding officer was so impressed by his phenomenal voice that he took him aside to sing for their other officers, and the next day allowed him to escape. He was the only one of those 1,600 prisoners to survive. After the war, Sholem Katz served in the Fraterna Temple in Budapest, and shortly after arrived in the United States. Sholem Katz today is a nationally known figure in the world of Jewish music and continues to help preserve our long Jewish musical heritage. And then the unfortunate note at the bottom. The latest technical advances have been employed to best represent the original voices in both range and quality of sound. Special engineering skills were used to make it possible for the greater recording company to offer you a record of superior quality and the highest attainable standards. And with that, here is the last cut from this record. Enjoy.
I saw no,
Ahava Solam, which concludes the cantorial portion of today's episode and the Shulam Katz side of this cantorial record, and gives us the opportunity to switch over to something completely different. Instead of organs and grandiose religious vocals, here we'll have some good old klezmer music. So, without further ado, here is the Murray Lehrer Orchestra with the wonderful Dave Tarras.
Thank you.
That was track one from Freilich and Hi-Fi Volume 2, Jewish Wedding Dances, from Murray Lehrer and his ensemble, featuring Dave Tarras on the clarinet. And, of course, that one was a medley of Yiddish folk songs or Yiddish popular songs. And what a way to start it out. Instead of with an explicitly rip-roaring klezmer dance party type style, here with a something that's more in the popular style, I would say, and something appealing to the way I frame it is that they're appealing to a just the sensibility of the time, what people would be hearing from other records, which is it's charming in its way. I don't know, it's in the spirit of the era of commercially released Jewish music and popular Jewish music, more so than in the spirit of the klezmer wedding dance music thing. And that's an interesting dynamic to look at. Before I nerd out too much, here's the second track from that LP.
Thank you.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Lomir Freilich Sein, the second track from this LP, something that you could really picture people dancing like crazy to on the dance floor at this wedding. It brings you right into that space, the space that though there's versions of it still today at klezmer-backed wedding parties, there's something a bit lost to time in this that we get to reattain by listening to the recordings. So those were the first two songs in order. Now I'm going to cherry pick some things I want to listen to and share with you, and we'll see what we have time for in the rest of the program. Thanks. That was Yes, which you've heard on the program many times as a vocal song performed by a number of different performers. Here it's a very fun instrumental, an instrumental with two different distinctive parts, just like the original theatrical song. Though this has some melodic differences that kind of confused me the first time I was listening. I thought I'd lost what track I was supposed to be on, but no, to my understanding, this is just that, Mein Shtetl Yass, in a different sort of way. I'll quickly describe the album cover. It's two drawings, in the upper left, bride and groom at their wedding day, and in the taking up most of the right side of the page, a circle of dancers with the text Freilich in Hi-Fi in the upper right, where Freilich and Hi-Fi are the same sort of serif font, something you might imagine on signage it almost looks Western to me or theatrical. And then the word in a cursive font. Then volume 2 in the center of the dancers on the bottom right, and on the bottom left it says Jewish Wedding Dances, Murray Lehrer and his ensemble, Dave Tarris, clarinet, Lou Levin, trumpet, and Period Records with a very austere-looking Phoenix Rising from the Flames, I believe, image, and then RL 1916. I think that's all the detail I could possibly give you. Here's another track from the record.
Thank you.
that was called Jewish Theatrical Songs, which here I think they're using the word Jewish to mean Yiddish, because that was a selection of instrumental renditions of popular melodies of popular Yiddish theater pieces. And that falls a little closer into category A, let's say, of the two categories of songs we've been hearing from this album. Something that appeals to the popular sensibility without being explicitly solely a dance number. I've got time for one more, and then I'll play you out with another one. This next one's going to be, of course, another dance number. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. was Taras Spiel, first track from Side B of Freilich and Hi-Fi Volume 2, and that is all I've got time for today. Here's my grandfather talking about visiting his brother in Arizona on his way to or from California.
First of all, I never even knew we were going to ever go to California.
Right.
But by luck, I had my brother in Arizona.
Right.
I said, well, I would visit my brother in Arizona.
Right.
And naturally, we went right over there.
Thank you very much for tuning into my program this week. You can listen again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. And shoot me an email at borschtbeat@gmail.com. Till next time, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Jazz returns to the Cooperage Project in Honesdale with Ryan Keberly and Catharsis, Saturday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. Trombonist Ryan Keberly, guitarist-vocalist Camilla Mezza, and bassist Jorge Roeder bring a modern form of indie jazz, blending traditional jazz with elements of chamber music, South American folk, and indie rock. All ages welcome. Children under 10 attend free. 21 and over, BYOB. Tickets at thecooperageproject.org. Paid for by the Cooperage Project. Radio Catskill, keeping New York voters connected. New York State's primary election is June 23rd. June 13th is the last day to register to vote in this election. The deadline to change your party enrollment for the primary has passed. Any registered voter may apply for an early mail ballot. The deadline to request a mail-in or absentee ballot in New York is June 13th. More info at elections.ny.gov. This is Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.